had nobody who had started a varsity game, and really nobody who had probably played more than 12 minutes in any one given game. So we were a very inexperienced team, and so what we decided to do is go with our depth and really, you know, give a try. So we were playing about 10, 11, even 12 girls, the majority of whom were sophomores and juniors. And, you know, we've kind of worked our way to this point where some people have expanded their roles and other people are what I hope is specializing in some the smaller minutes. And we've developed more of an up-tempo style, which we had to work through the bumps a little bit. But we hope we're kind of getting ready to make a run here towards the end of the season.
Liz Krueger and Lindsey Frank, like you said, the two leading scorers for Hastings High so far this year, averaging 7-8 points per ball game. Just talk about those two players.
Well, Liz is a good inside-outside threat. You know, she's about 5'10", which goes as a big girl for us. So she plays the post a lot. The nice thing about Liz, though, is she can also face the basket and attack. So we're very we're flexible with her. We can move her to different spots. And so she's a pretty good all-around offensive threat. Lindsay's more of a shooter, but she's good not only in half court but in transition. She really can take quick shots in transition and is pretty good at hitting them. So, yeah, they've kind of rounded out as being our top scorers right now. And then, you know, we need a little help from everybody else scoring 7-8 points.
Your defense giving up about 54 points per ball game. Are you happy with what you're getting done on that end of the floor?
In the last week, we are. You know, we held Ralston in a game we didn't play very well, held them to 45. Held Pius to 55, really, on the fact that they had a freshman girl hit some threes that you know, we were willing to see if she could make. So we felt like we had a good chance of maybe we gotten a couple breaks to hold them in the 40s, and they're a pretty talented team. And then we went out, and McCook got off to a great start. You know, it was a big game for them. They hadn't won. They really saw us at their place as an opportunity. Had a real big game atmosphere for two teams that had two wins between them. And they came out and really shot the ball well early in the game. And I was really proud of the girls that they just stuck with the defensive plan. And in the end, they still only had 41 points. So we really shut them down at the end of that ball game.
It's Grand Island Northwest in here tonight to take on Hastings High. We'll come back and talk about the Viscats as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with Hastings High girls basketball coach Greg Mays as Tigers getting ready to take the floor here tonight against Grand Island Northwest. Coach, maybe a similar type of team, a team that's struggling a little bit, 4 wins and 5 losses on the season, but a team that could be hungry here tonight for a win.
Yeah, I think a team that mirrors us in a lot of ways. I think they feel really good about last week. They got 2 wins. I think they won their first 2 games of the year and then really struggled in December against a tough schedule, very similar to us. They, you know, probably Coach Glock and I should be deciding who the top 10 in the state are because we've seen about all of them. And then they got a couple wins last week, just like we kind of feel good about ourselves. So we told the girls, you know, that's kind of where we're at. Two teams that feel like maybe we're getting up off the mat. And this game's very important to see where we go next.
As I say, is this a good measuring stick for your ball club as we head maybe into the stretch run here?
Well, it really is. I think Northwest probably, with the extra win, has the inside track at the third seed in the district. But if there's going to be a competition between us for that, we've got to beat them tonight. So, you know, where we stand in that district, which is our ultimate goal, you know, tonight will tell us a lot about that.
This is going to be a tall order for us tonight, not because of the talent level, because this is going to just be a tall basketball team for you to face tonight.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Ground Northwest, I think, has 4 girls, maybe 5. You could consider 6-footers, at least to us. You know, 5'11", 6 foot, 6'1". The Johnson girl inside is a great athlete. I assume she's a great volleyball player because she's from Northwest. And she's just a very good athlete on the basketball floor. She'll handle the ball for him at 6'1" in transition. So she's great. And they've got the Jones girl is only a sophomore at 6 foot. And then a couple other 6-footers off the bench. So that's tough for us because usually we play 1 5'10" girl at a time. Tonight we may have to try to find a way to get Lauren Bliss in there at 5'9" and tell her to pretend to be 5'11", and we'll see what we can do.
Taylor Bush, the girl you mentioned, averaging 13 points and 8 rebounds per game for Northwest this year. What's the game plan on her? How do we take her out of the ballgame?
Well, we're going to put Liz Krueger on her, which Liz is our best defender, our smartest defender, and we'll play them pretty much man-to-man. Now, we'll be aware of her, and we know that they're an inside first team, so we're not going to go flying out at three-point shooters until we have the basket controlled. But basically, we're going to play our man-to-man defense, try to be very solid in half court, look for chances. Maybe we can press them, but we want to make sure our press doesn't turn into layups for them. And we are pretty confident right now that our half-court defense will be tough to execute against.
One way to negate some height is to make sure some shots yourself and maybe get these guys into an up-tempo game. Is that what you want tonight?
Exactly. It's no secret. We like to get up and down the floor. And you know, when you're shorter at every position, you've got to. So we've been really working on checking out all year. And one thing, even through the struggles of December, this team's been a better rebounding team than we've had here in the last 2 years. They just have been very solid and really do the work on that every day. Now we're trying to turn that into some better outlet passes so we can run. And the other thing is, you know, you just can't ever run if the ball's going through the net for the other team. So we've got to stop them at one shot, get rebounds, and then see what we can do in transition.
Okay, good luck today.
Thanks.
Greg Mays, head coach for Hastings High. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Grand Island Northwest tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Don't miss out on any of the action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events, a Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to get everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area, as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into a full year of great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/Crimson to join now.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Adam Murray Pleasant, good evening. Welcome to the jungle. We're at Hastings High tonight for girls and boys high school basketball action here on 1230 KHAS. The Vikings of Grand Island Northwest in town to take on Hastings here this evening. Hastings coming in, a record of 3 wins, 10 losses on the season. The Tigers picking up a win in their last outing as they beat McCook on the road by the score of 57-42. That was their second win of the season over McCook. They beat him earlier during the GNAC tournament in North Platte during the holidays, beat him that day by the score of 43-32. The other win for Hastings was back on December 10th when they beat Waverly on the road by the score of 43-37. So Hastings coming in, a record of 3 wins, 10 losses on the season. This is a team that's had some problems scoring here this season. They're averaging only 35.8 points per ball game. Defensively, they're giving up 54.8 on the defensive end. Leading scorer for Hastings so far has been Liz Krueger. Krueger is averaging 7.8 points and 5.6 rebounds per game. Also, Lindsey Frank, she is averaging 6 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. But as we mentioned during the pregame show, they've got a tall order here tonight to face the Vikings of Grand Island Northwest. They are a very tall basketball team. Taylor Johnson is their leading scorer. She is 6'1" and a senior, as averaging 13 points and 8 rebounds per game. In addition to a 6'1" player, they've got a 6-foot player as well, and Emily Jones, who's a 6-foot sophomore, who is averaging 9.8 points per ball game. Northwest coming in, a record of 4 wins and 5 losses on the season. Vikings got off to a good start this year. They won their first 2 games over Central City, 43-29, and McCook, 55-29. But then they lost 5 straight games, stretching from mid-December all the way through the first game in January. And then Northwest winning 2 games last weekend, beating Adams Central in overtime, 39-31. and then going on the road and beating Columbus Lakeview by the score of 57-48. So a matchup, like we mentioned during the pregame show, a couple of teams that are trying to find themselves here, maybe getting on a roll as we head into the latter part of the season. GI Northwest at 4-5, Hastings at 3-10. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings High, Grand Island Northwest here tonight. In fact, Hastings, the only team that's playing locally. Adams Central has got a big ball game tomorrow, both the boys and girls, as they will play at Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow. And it'll be Hastings St. Cecilia. They will be playing at home tomorrow against Aquinas. And a ball game that gets underway at 4:30 for the girls, and it'll be a 6 o'clock starting time for the guys. So Hastings High, the only game in town here tonight as they get ready to take on the Vikings out of Grand Island Northwest. Northwest going to be dressed in their visiting uniforms tonight. They'll be black, trimmed and lettered in the gold. They will go with a starting lineup that looks like this. It'll be Taylor Shoemaker, a 5'6" senior, getting a start for GI Northwest, averaging 4 points and 2 rebounds per game. Kyla Havranek is a 5'7" senior. She is averaging 5 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. Emily Jones, a 6 foot sophomore. Jones right now is averaging 9 points and 5 rebounds per game. Taylor Johnson is a 6'1" and senior. Mentioned her just a few minutes ago. Johnson is averaging 13 points and 8 rebounds per game. And Amelia Beeler is a 5'8" and senior. She is averaging 4 points and 5 rebounds per game. Hastings will go with Ashton Pulowski, who's a 5 foot junior. At one of the guard positions, Pulowski averaging 2 points and a rebound per game. Lindsey Frank, a 5'8" junior. Frank is averaging 6 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Zoe Mays, a 5'8" sophomore, the daughter of the coach, Greg Mays. Zoe is averaging 5 points and 4 rebounds per game. Liz Kruger, the 5'10" senior, averaging 7 points and 5 rebounds per game. And Lauren Bliss going to get a start tonight for Hastings High. Bliss, a 5'9" in sophomore, who's averaging 2.9 points and 3.4 rebounds per ball game. So Hastings and Grand Island Northwest in the girls' game here tonight. We'll have the boys' game at 7:45 here this evening. So Hastings with a tall task here tonight. They're going to have to keep Northwest off of the boards. They want to get out and run a little bit here tonight, but in order to do that, you got to make some shots. And Hastings is not really had great success shooting the basketball all season long. They're hitting only 34% of their field goals so far this year and 22% from three-point territory, averaging 35.8 points per ball game. Northwest controls the opening tip, and the Vikings will shoot to our basket to our right. Hastings High going to play a man-on-man most of the night here tonight. So the Vikings on the opening possession. Here's a Johnson inside, kicks it out to the top of the key. Shoemaker moves it over here on the right side. That's Emily Jones with the ball. Jones picked up out there. Out on top now to a Beeler. Brings it back to Jones on the right side. Bounce pass goes in the lane. Here's a shot. It's up there around the rim. Falls off. No good by Johnson. Follow shot is up there. It is no good. Follow shot again by Northwest. That one is no good. Finally, Hastings grabs the rebound. So right off of the bat, three shots there by G.I. Northwest. And now we got a problem here in backcourt. Somebody got poked in the eye down there for Hastings. End of the ball game now is going to be Glenn for Hastings. And somebody took a... That's Lauren Bliss. Lauren Bliss coming to the sidelines for Hastings High. So the Tigers will have the opening possession here on their end. Zoe Mays has got the ball. Out on top, that's going to be a Lindsey Frank. Frank, one of the leading scorers for Hastings High this year. As they feed the ball inside, driving down the lane, and then a kick it back out of the wing. On the right side, that's a Pulowski. Here's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose, and it comes out near the 10-second line. It's picked up there by Hastings High. Pulowski has got the ball for the Tigers, drives it down the lane, and then shovels it away, but somebody was out of bounds. They grabbed the ball underneath the basket, but they were grossly out of bounds by a couple of feet. And it's a turnover on Hastings High. Tigers have turned the ball over 25 times per ball game so far this year. That was Zoe Mays that was out of bounds there for Tigers. G.I. Northwest coming back the other direction. Emily Jones has got it, now to Shoemaker. Goes to the elbow, left side to Beeler, puts up a shot and hits it. Amelia Beeler scores there for G.I. Northwest, and the Vikings go on top by a score of 2-0. We have played 90 seconds here in our girls' high school basketball game here tonight. Bounce pass to the left side. That's Frank. Her entry pass is deflected away. It is picked up by G.I. Northwest, so two possessions for Hastings and a couple of turnovers in the ball game. 2-0. Northwest has got the lead. G.I. Northwest back with the ball. Hebronic brings it over here on the right side to Emily Jones. Lobs it inside to Taylor. Shot is up there. No good. Hastings grabs the rebound, and the foul is going to be called. Frank got it there for Hastings, but a foul is called on G.I. Northwest. Hebronic picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first team foul on the Vikings. Lauren Bliss comes back into the ball game now for Hastings High, replacing Julia Glenn. 2-0 to score. G.I. Northwest out on top. We have played 2 minutes here at the Jungle at Hastings High. Ashton Pulowski has got the ball out near the 10-second line. Pulowski being hacked out here. Now here's a pass that's going to be intercepted by Shoemaker. Shoemaker gets it down to Florida. Hebronic, her shot is up and in. So another turnover on Hastings. Three possessions, three turnovers, and Northwest has jumped out to a 4-0 lead. 5:42 to play here in the first quarter from Hastings High. Ashton Pulowski has got the ball, dribbles to the top of the key, swings it left side now to Frank. Lindsey Frank puts it on the floor, moves to her right now. Lobs it inside with the basketball. There is Kruger. Down in the corner now to Pulowski. Long-range three is put up there. No good. Rebound, Hebronic. Kyler Hebronic has got it back for G.I. Northwest. 5:20 to play first quarter. The Vikings out on top of Hastings High by a score of 4-0. There's the pass again. They get it to the left side of the lane to Emily Jones. Dumps it down low to Johnson. Her shot no good. Rebound, Hastings High. Tigers doing a much better job here as of late in the glass here. Ashton Pulowski comes back the other way for Hastings High to the free throw line. Here's a shot put up there by Kruger. Around the rim, falls off, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds, and it'll be G.I. Northwest basketball. Last touch by the Tigers. 4:56. Remaining here in the first quarter, just underway between Hastings and Grand Island Northwest. Girls high school basketball action for you tonight. For the boys to follow at 7:45. Taylor Shoemaker has got the ball for G.I. Northwest. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone against Pulowski. Lobs it inside again to Johnson. John is up and in. Taylor Johnson scores there for G.I. Northwest. That's her first field goal. She's their leading scorer, averaging 13 points per ball game. She's been all over the board so far in the first couple of minutes of this contest. She's averaging 8 rebounds per game. 6-0 is the score. G.I. Northwest out on top. Ashton Pulowski goes over here on the wing, the left side to a Zoe Mays. Back out to Pulowski, about 25 feet away from the basket. Moves it over on the right side to Frank. Now down on the baseline. That's Kruger with the ball. Her pass out on top is going to be deflected into the backcourt. It's going to be picked up there by Pulowski. Ashton Pulowski will reset the offense here for Hastings High, being pressured out there by Hebronic. Gets away. Bounce pass on the left side to Mays. Dribbles inside. Puts up a little 10-footer. No good. Rebound Johnson. Taylor Johnson outlet pass to the far sideline. Shoemaker has got it. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Takes it all the way to the baseline and now comes back out into three-point territory. Still on the dribble is Taylor Shoemaker for G.I. Northwest. 3:45 to play in the first quarter, 6-0. The Vikings so far pitching the shutout. There's a long-range jumper from the right side up and in. Amelia Beeler hits one from the right sideline. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. Check that. They just give her a two on that. 8-0 is the score. A two-pointer thrown up there by Beeler. She's got a couple of field goals now and 4 points. 8-0. Vikings have the lead. Hastings in the ball, dribbling into the lane. That's going to be Kruger. Throws it down on the baseline. That's Mays. Her shot's going to be short. Rebound loose. Right side of the lane. Scramble is on. Jump ball is called. And the arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Tigers will maintain control. So Haley Wright comes into the ball game now for Hastings High. Wright's been nursing a bad ankle. Didn't know how long she was going to go here tonight, but she checks in here soon. Alex Price into the ball game, and she hits that last jumper there on the right side of the lane. That's her first field goal. She's averaging 5.5 on the season. And the Tigers are on the scoreboard 5 minutes into the ballgame. 8-2 is the score now. GI Northwest with a lead. There's Northwest with the ball. A shot taken by Hervronic from the right side. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Haley Wright comes up the left sideline now for the Tigers. Gets it ahead down to Alex Price. Entry pass into the lane. It's going to be swatted away from Kruger. And the ball's going to be brought out of there by Northwest. Hervronic has got a turnover number 4 on Hastings High in the ball game. 2:31 to play in the first quarter. 8-2. Northwest has got the lead. Here's a Shimmer with the ball. Shimmer lobs it inside, right side of the lane to Jones. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Hastings High grabs the rebound. Tigers come back the other way. That's Haley Wright with it now across the 10-second line. Brings it to the near side, and the Tigers will set up here against this man-to-man defense. Alex Price has got it. Moves it down in the corner on the left side to Liz Kruger. Her bounce pass is intercepted. Beeler grabs it there for Northwest. A fifth turnover already on Hastings High here in the ballgame. 8-2. We've got 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter from the jungle at Hastings High. A pass to the top of the key is going to be tipped and intercepted. That's the first turnover on Northwest. Haley Rudd has got it down to Alex Price. Goes over to the right side. That's a Frank with the ball. Her three-pointer is put up and in. Lindsey Frank hits the three ball from just the right of the circle there. And now we got a timeout from Hastings. So the Tigers back into the ball game here. A timeout with 1:39 to play. In quarter number one, it's Grand Island Northwest 8, Hastings High 5.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190. 1230 KHAS.
Mike Wells back at Hastings High tonight. Girls High School basketball. Beverage on 1230 KHIS. 8-5 to score. The Vikings score the first 8 points in the ball game. Hastings comes back and scores the next five. As Lindsey Frank hits the three ball in the last possession for the Tigers. Shoemaker back in there now for Northwest. They dump the ball down low. A shot is up there by Hervronic, and she's hammered on the play. Kyler Hervronic will go to the free throw line. She was fouled on the play there by the Tigers. The foul will go on right. That's going to be her first. Team foul number one on Hastings. In the ball game, Kyla Hervronic will go to the free throw line now for Northwest. 2 points so far in the ball game on a field goal. Their first free throw of the night is off of the back iron, no good. She has a 55% foul shooter coming in here. 11 out of 21 now from the line, and she misses that shot. 8-5, Vikings out on top. Next shot is up there. That one is around the rim and down through the hole. So she hits one out of two, and the Northwest lead is now at 9-5. Hastings back with the ball. Here's Alex Price on the left sideline. Picked up there by Taylor Shoemaker of GI Northwest. Moves it down in the corner on the right side for Hastings High. That's Price with the ball. Comes out to a Pulowski. Pulowski will try the left side now to Glenn, who's into the ball game. Down in the corner now to a Frank. Here's a bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Shoemaker grabs it there for GI Northwest. Turnover number 6 already on Hastings High. 6 turnovers, 5 points. Under a minute to play here in this first quarter from the Tiger gym. Beeler has got the ball. Now to Shoemaker. Lobs it inside. The ball's going to be tipped away. Second turnover on GI Northwest. Hastings comes down with it. Pulowski down the left sideline. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Puts on the brakes. Comes back out into three-point territory. That is Frank with the ball. Frank moves it over here to Pulowski. At 5 foot, Pulowski running the point here for Hastings High. Moves it over to the right side now for the Tigers. That's Julia Glenn. Down to the baseline. There's a pass deflected away from Alex Price and another turnover. Hastings cannot penetrate the interior of the defense here for GI Northwest. That's seven turnovers on Hastings. 9-5. 19 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Veronica has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Top of the key, now to Beeler. Sends it down low. Here's Shimmer. Shot is up and in. Michaela Shimmer hits the field goal for GI Northwest. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Hastings turns the ball away again. An interception. Running back the other way and throwing up a shot. It's going to be no good. That's a Taylor Johnson. And that is the end of the first quarter. So Hastings High scored 5 straight points after GI Northwest scores the first 8. But right now, Grand Island Northwest has got the lead over the Hastings High Tigers. And girls high school basketball will take a break. Northwest 11, Hastings High 5.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back of the jungle at Hastings High. Girls High School basketball, 11-5 is the score. Northwest in the opening possession here in the second quarter. Shot taken by Shoemaker, no good. Gets her own rebound, comes out to the near side. The ball is thrown out of bounds. Hastings in only 2 out of 7 shots in the first quarter for 29%. Pulled down 6 rebounds, had 8 turnovers. In that first half, they were 1 out of 3 from three-point territory. Did not get to the free throw line. Tigers trailing by the score of 11-5 here in the ball game. Alex Price to Pulowski. Now they try the right side as Hastings tries to inch it in here against this Northwest defense. It has been tough to penetrate here tonight. Now a traveling violation on the right side. Julia Glenn on the wing was going to move it down to the baseline, and a traveling violation is called on Hastings, the 9th turnover on the Tigers. Again, they averaged 25 on the season. 11-5, Grand Island Northwest is led from the opening tap here tonight. Vikings have the ball back. Taylor Shoemaker works out top against Ashton Pulowski. Starts off left, now right. Here's a lob pass intercepted. Trying to get it to Emily Jones. The ball is picked off. Hastings High coming back the other way. That's going to be Alex Price with the ball out to Pulowski. They come across the top now. There's an entry pass. They get it inside. That's Kruger with the ball as she works. Now she's double-teamed. Takes it down in the baseline. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Mays, and a foul is called. Zoe Mays driving the baseline from the right corner toward the basket. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Emily Jones for GI Northwest. That's going to be her first. Northwest in the opening quarter, 5 out of 12 from the field for 45%. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be no good by Mays. She'll get one more. Northwest had 5 rebounds. Hastings High had 6. Vikings had 2 turnovers compared to 8 for Hastings. Next free throw is up there. It's no good by Mays, and the rebound comes down to Northwest. The 11-5 is the score. Grand Island has got the lead over Hastings here tonight in girls high school basketball. Tigers still running their man-to-man defense. Here's a Beeler with the ball on the right sideline. Out to Shoemaker, top of the key. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Her jump pass is out of bounds. Trying to get it to Emily Jones in front of the basket. Threw it right through her fingertips, out of bounds. The 4th turnover on Grand Island Northwest here in the ballgame. Hastings High still down by 6 points, 6.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Tigers with the ball on their offensive end. That's going to be Alex Price with the ball now in the lane. They get it to Liz Kruger, kicks it back out. Price, a little 12-footer, is up there, no good. Rebound Beeler for GI Northwest. Down the near sideline, here come the Vikings with the basketball. Bounce pass comes over here to Beeler. Lobs it inside, a shot partially deflected away from Emily Jones, and now a foul is called as they scramble for the loose ball in there. Foul is going to go on Glenn of Hastings High. That's going to be her first. End of the ball game now, Kyla Hervronic for GI Northwest. Coming out is going to be Taylor Shoemaker. 6:12 remaining. Here's a shot from the right side. It's up there and in. Amelia Beeler scores for GI Northwest. She's hit 3 field goals already here in the first half. She's got 6 points, and Northwest is out to an 8-point lead again at 13-5 with 6 minutes to play here in quarter number two from the Tiger Gym. Hastings High working with the ball now on the right side of the floor as they try to penetrate inside. They kick it back out to Pulowski. Now they move it over here on the wing on the left side. That's going to be Alex Price. Her pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted again, this time by Hevronic. Turnover number 10 on Hastings High. 5 points and 10 turnovers so far here in the basketball game. Inside the free throw circle. Here's a shot up there, no good by Johnson. And the ball goes up over the board out of bounds. So Hastings High will play it in here in backcourt. Haley Wright comes back into the ball game now for Hastings High. Here comes Lindsey Frank back in. 5 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hastings High trailing Grand Island Northwest 13-5. Here from the Tiger Gym, Alex Price has got the ball, comes out to Haley Wright. Now right side to Frank, back out to Wright. Now they move it over in the left wing again to Alex Price. Out on top again, that's Wright. Goes over to Frank on the wing on the right side. Cross-court pass now to Alex Price. Entry pass to get it inside to Kruger. She's surrounded, goes up anyway. Her shot's going to be no good. And the ball ripped out of there by Amelia Beeler for GI Northwest. Vikings come back quickly with the ball. Here's Taylor Johnson, top of the three-point circle. Lobs it left side of the lane. That's Hevronic with the ball. Back outside as they work against the Hastings High man-to-man defense. There's the ball tipped away. It comes to the near sideline, and now we're going to have it out of bounds. And Northwest will play things in here on the near side. 4:52 to play here in the second quarter, 13-5 the score. Northwest is out on top. Amelia Beeler will inbound the ball now for Grand Island Northwest. Out of Johnson here on the right side of the lane. Cross court goes Beeler. Shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Liz Kruger gets the rebound. Gets it away to Haley Wright. Wright hustles into the forecourt. Down in the corner to Alex Price. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now over there to Frank. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound on the baseline by Haley Wright of Hastings High. Keeps it alive here. Entry pass in the lane. It's going to be deflected away again. It's loose. Picked up in the corner. There's a pass into the lane, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called there on Northwest. It's going to go on Emily Jones. That's going to be her second. Shoemaker comes back in for Grand Island Northwest. It'll be Hastings High playing things in from underneath their own basket to the left side. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 13-5. Here's Wright, a three-pointer, put up there is no good, but Frank grabs the rebound, and now she's hit here on the near side by Taylor Shoemaker. So Shoemaker is hit with a personal foul there. That's only going to be the second team, or check that, the fourth team foul called in Grand Island Northwest here in the ballgame. 4:12 remaining here in quarter number two. Northwest out on top of Hastings by the score of 13-5. The Tigers have not scored so far here in the second quarter. They get it inside. That's going to be Kruger. Bounce pass goes to the right side. Now back out to Haley Wright. The Frank, three-pointer put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Tigers grab the rebound. An offensive board there for Hastings. Here's a pass out on top. It's going to be taken away from Frank. Shoemaker grabs it, and she rolls down the end of the floor, and she's bounced out of bounds there by Frank as she misses the layup. And Shoemaker will go to the free throw line here for Grand Island Northwest. Lindsey Frank picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first team foul, number two on the Tigers. Shoemaker going to the free throw line for Grand Island Northwest with 3:54 to play here in the second quarter. Shot from the line is up there. It's going to be no good. Here comes Pulowski back into the ball game. It's going to be Frank checking out. Also coming out of the ball game is going to be Haley Wright for the Tigers. 3:54 to play in the second quarter. All Northwest so far tonight. 13-5 is the score. Next shot is up there. It is good by Shoemaker. So she hits one out of two. Now Northwest has their biggest lead of the ball game at 9 points. And here's another turnover on Hastings High, the 11th of the ball game. Veronica has got it back now for Grand Island Northwest. Boy, Tigers just cannot get anything going offensively. Veronica has got it out here in three-point territory. Gives it away now to a Beeler on the deep wing on the right side. The Shoemaker, they lob it inside. The ball stripped away there. It goes out of bounds. Carney Keel. And the ball knocked away from her. It's going to be Northwest playing it in. Left side of the basket down here on the baseline. Taylor Shoemaker will play things in. They will get it to a Taylor Johnson in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound Northwest. Follow shot is up and in. Donnie Keel scores there for Northwest. That's her first field goal. And is now 16-5. Hastings High trailing in the ball game. Tigers come back. Price has got it. Now to Pulowski. Moves it over in the wing on the right side. Now down on the baseline. Here's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Northwest. Julia Glenn missing the shot there for the Hastings High Tigers. There's a Taylor Johnson with the ball. Johnson down to Shoemaker. There's a pass deflected, but it's picked up on the baseline. A shot is up and in by Keel, and the basket's going to count, and she is fouled in the play. Carney Keel comes off the bench, hit a couple of field goals there for Hastings High. And now it's 18-5 in favor of the Vikings. A personal foul is whistled on Alex Price. That's going to be her first. And Keel to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. That one is around the rim a couple of times and down through the hole. 19-5. Hastings has not scored so far here in the second quarter. They've been shut out 8-0. There's Pulowski right at the 10-second line. Finally brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Alex Price has got the ball, dribbles down the lane. Running one-hander is going to be no good. Beeler grabs the rebound. Northwest may have got a piece of that one. Beeler grabs it for the Vikings, and now Northwest back into the offensive scoring zone. 19-5, the Vikings have the lead over Hastings High and girls high school basketball. Taylor Johnson, near sideline, dribble penetration, loses control, picked up by Shoemaker, and she hits it in the lane. Shoemaker scores. It's now 21-5. Northwest on a 10-0 run right now here in this second quarter. There's another pass out to the top of the key. It's going to be deflected away, picked up by Hastings. Alex Price has got it, dribbles into the lane. Jump pass goes to the far side. Now back to Pulowski on the wing, left side, a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Taylor Johnson for Northwest. 21-5, Northwest with a lead. Long pass down the floor, deflected away from Keel, but it's saved there by the Vikings. Picked up by Taylor Johnson out here in three-point territory. The Shoemaker. Shoemaker now to Beeler. Beeler works against the man-to-man, and now we got a whistle underneath the basket and a three-second violation called on the Vikings. Turnover number five on Northwest. 21-5, Hastings High trailing in the ballgame. Northwest has scored all the points so far here in the second quarter. Coming into the ball game now for Northwest, Haley McNeilis coming into the ball game now for GI Northwest. Hastings High will play things in here in backcourt. 1:45 to play, second quarter, 21-5. Vikings have got the lead. Ashton Pulowski has got the ball out here in three-point territory. They move her on the wing on the right side. Northwest has now gone to a zone defense to make the Tigers shoot from the outside. There's a shot up and in. Julia Glenn hits the three ball from the wing on the right side. 21-8 now. Tigers trailing in the ball game with a minute 20 to go. There's a Shoemaker with the ball. Shoemaker moves it over in the wing on the left side to a Beeler. Beeler out here in three-point territory. Now to Shoemaker. Now to Taylor. Taylor Johnson in the lane. Drives for the hole. A shot is up and in. Johnson now with a couple of field goals and 4 points, so the Vikings answer right back. 23-8 now. Ashton Pulowski weaves between some defenders, drives it into the lane, puts up a little seven-footer. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down in Northwest. Outlet pass comes on the near sideline. Shoemaker's got it. Bounces it off on the back leg of Pulowski. Now the ball is loose. It's picked up by Ashton Pulowski for Hastings High. Turnover number six on the Vikings so far in the ball game. Back the other way, Kruger mishandles the ball, but she picks it up in the corner now and has it swatted away out of bounds by Beeler. It'll be Hastings playing things in down in the corner on the left side. 11 turnovers so far for Hastings High in the ball game. 11 turnovers and 8 points into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Frank. Lindsey Frank back into the ball game now for Hastings. Hastings High with the ball in their offensive end. Ashton Pulowski out here in three-point territory, dribbles to the wing on the left side. Now get it to Julia Glenn, inside to Kruger, down to Frank. Her shot from the right side is no good. Rebound Glenn in the lane. Her shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to the Vikings of Northwest. McNeilis gets the rebound there for the Vikings, gets it away to Taylor Shoemaker. 12 seconds, 11 seconds, and now we got a palming violation right at the 10-second line. So a turnover on Northwest, that's their seventh. So the Tigers have been outscored here in the quarter, 12-3. They're trailing in the contest 23-8. We've got 11 seconds to play here in quarter number two. Pulowski has got the ball now. They move it to a Glenn. Cross-court pass goes to Frank on the wing. Here's a pass deflected away, and it's brought down by Shimmer. Another turnover on Hastings. Now a pass intercepted by Pulowski, and her shot is up there. No good at the buzzer, and that is the end of the first half of play. And now a very cherry first half there by the Hastings High Tigers as they have fallen behind here at halftime. Hastings fell behind 11-5 right off of the bat at the end of one quarter. And they get outscored 12-3 here in the second period. And at halftime, Grand Island Northwest with the lead over the Hastings High Tigers. It's the Vikings 23, Hastings High 8. You're listening to high school basketball.
Whether you're buying or selling.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back of the jungle at Hastings High here tonight. Anything but a jungle tonight. The Vikings have come in to tame the Tigers, so to speak. Right now here at halftime, 23-8 is the score. Northwest out on top. The Vikings scored the first 8 points of the ball game here tonight before Hastings High scored 5 quick points to make it an 8-5 ball game. Then Northwest scores the final three of the first quarter. It was 11-5 at the end of one period. Then Hastings High went a long, long time there in the second period without scoring. In fact, Northwest rattled off the first 10 points of the second quarter to grab a 21-5 advantage. Hastings finally got a three-pointer to go down. And Northwest closed it out with a basket there at the end. And the Vikings have the lead here at halftime. The score is 23-8 over the Hastings High Tigers. Again, Hastings, the only school that's playing locally here tonight. Adams Central will have a couple of games tomorrow at Grand Island Central Catholic. Those will be evening contests. 6 o'clock for the girls' game tomorrow night. 7:45 for the boys. We'll have both of those games coming up tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings St. Cecilia has the night off. They will take on Aquinas tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night at the Chapman Gymnasium. Girls' game will start at 4:30 with the boys at 6 o'clock. We'll have those games on ESPN 1550 KICS. Nebraska also playing tomorrow. We'll have it on the network of stations for Platte River Radio. The women actually playing a morning game tomorrow. Grab your coffee, grab your donuts, and get tuned in for Kansas State and Nebraska tomorrow at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. 11 o'clock tip-off will be on the air with a pregame show at 10:45 on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Then the men will play tomorrow night. Huskers are looking for their first conference win of the season, but they play in a place that not many teams win. That's Missouri. In fact, the Tigers have got a streak of 30 consecutive home wins going right now, and they'll face the Huskers tomorrow night. Tip-off will be at 5 o'clock down in Columbia with a pregame show at 4 o'clock on the Breeze. So we'll have both of the Husker men and women's contest coming up tomorrow on the Breeze. We're at halftime here. Hastings High trailing big time the Grand Island Northwest in girls high school basketball. Northwest 23, Hastings High 8. We'll come back and check the numbers right after this.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Hastings High. Tiger basketball tonight from 1230 KHAS. Scoring in the first half for GI Northwest. They're being led so far by Amelia Beeler. She has got 3 field goals and 6 points. Carney Keel came off of the bench. They hit a couple of field goals, and she is 1 of 1 from the free throw line. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Taylor Johnson, a couple of field goals and 4 points for Northwest. Kyler Hevronik has got a field goal, and she is 1 of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 3. Taylor Shoemaker has got a field goal. She is 1 of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 3 points. Northwest 3 out of 5 from the line in the first 2 quarters of play. Tigers with 8 points on the scoreboard here at halftime. Their leading score is Lindsey Frank and Julia Glenn. They have both knocked down 3s in the ball game. Alex Price has got a field goal and 2 points. And that is it. 8 points on the board for Hastings High here at halftime. 2 3-pointers and 1 2-point field goal for the Tigers through the first 16 minutes of play. Hastings is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line as Zoe Mays has missed a couple of free throws for the Tigers here tonight. So the score is 23-8. Northwest has got the lead here at halftime. We'll come back and check some more numbers at halftime as we continue in 1 minute.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
We're the Tiger Gym at Hastings High here tonight. Girls High School basketball at 1230 KHAS. Got the boys contest coming up at about 7:45 tonight. Checking the shooting numbers in the ball game tonight. Hastings in the first half just 3 out of 20. That equates to 15% from the floor tonight. Hastings hit only 1 of 13 shots in the second quarter. They were 2 out of 7 in the first quarter. So the Tigers 3 out of 20 from the field here at halftime for 15%. Grand Island Northwest connecting on 10 of 22 shots. They're at 45%. 3-pointers so far. Hastings 2 out of 7 for 29%. Grand Island Northwest has not attempted one yet. Rebounds right now. Northwest has got the advantage over Hastings, 15 to 11. Each team with 5 offensive rebounds. Northwest has got 10 on defense. Hastings with 6 on defense. The turnovers, Northwest has got 8 so far here in the first half of play. Hastings High with 12 turnovers. Tigers come up with 5 steals. Grand Island Northwest has got 10 steals. So it was the Vikings who jumped out to the 11-5 lead at the end of the first quarter. Then they outscore Hastings in that second period 12-3, while the Tigers shoot 1 out of 13 from the field in the second quarter. And the Tigers have a lot of wood to chop. Here in the second half, they are trailing in the ball game by a score of 23-8. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball available tonight on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Hastings High trailing here to Grand Island Northwest 23-8. As we start the second quarter of play, the second half of play. Hastings High will have it on the opening possession. Here the second half driving the baseline. Here's a shot rejected, but it's picked back up. A follow shot, no good. And now we got a foul on the rebound. There's a big stack up here. That's Liz Kruger going down for the Tigers. And she had the third shot there for Hastings High. The foul is going to go on Taylor Shoemaker. That's going to be her second. First team fouling the Vikings here in the second half. Just underway. Hastings trailing 23-8. Kruger to the free throw line for Hastings. Her shot is up there. It's good. That's the first point of the night for Liz Kruger. She averages 7.8 on the season, 5.6 rebounds, 54% foul shoot in the season. Her second one's in the air, and she hits bottom on that one. So Hastings getting a couple of free throws now to begin the third quarter. Hastings High is down by 13 points now. 23-10. The Tigers applying some pressure here in backcourt. Grand Island Northwest with the ball. Hebronic steps it into the offensive scoring zone against Hastings High. Here's a feed over to Amelia Beeler. Down in the corner to a Taylor Shoemaker. Top of the key, that's Jones with the ball. Goes over in the wing on the right side to Hebronic. Now in the lane with the ball is Taylor Johnson. Tries to drive it, loses control of it. Now to Beeler. Beeler has got it back outside to Hebronic. Hastings back in their man-to-man defense. Here's a ball lost out of bounds here by Emily Jones. 9 turnovers on TI Northwest. So now Hastings has a chance to slice into the lead here. 23-10 is the score. Northwest has got the lead. Ashton Pulowski has got the ball for Hastings High. Goes over to Lindsey Frank. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Trying to bring it back to Pulowski. Intercepted there by Shoemaker. Drives the length of the floor and scores. Taylor Shoemaker gets the steal. And she returns it back the other way for the field goal. Shoemaker has now got 5 points in the ballgame. Just like that, back out to a 15-point lead. And now the Tigers have a ball deflected out of bounds. That was Beeler over there on the right sideline deflecting the ball out of bounds. Hastings will play things in. Lindsey Frank has got her hands on it. We'll get it into Ashton Pulowski. Pulowski dribbling out here in the three-point territory. Takes it back to Frank on the left side. Down to Pulowski. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now goes over to Frank again, just left of the lane. Frank brings it back to Pulowski. Ashton tries to drive it. Takes it to the free throw line. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. With the ball is Liz Kruger. Cross-court pass comes here. We're in the right side. A shot by Glenn. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds there by Hebronic for Grand Island Northwest. Hastings High will play things in. 6:26 to play in the third quarter, 25-10. Northwest has got the lead. Here's a pass in the lane. A shot is up and in. Lauren Bliss scores there for Hastings. I think she got hit on the chops, but no foul call there as Bliss gets the field goal to go down. That's her first goal of the night, 25-12. Hastings now back to within 13 points. There's a steal now by the Tigers. Ashton Pulowski has got it. Drives her left-handed layup, no good. Rebound, follow shot by Kruger is up and in. Liz Kruger gets it on a Northwest turnover. That's 11 turnovers now in the Vikings. Pulowski got the steal there for Hastings High, but missed the layup. But Liz Kruger right there with the Tigers on the offensive glass and put it down through the hole. Hastings back within 11 points now, 25-14 to score. Taylor Shoemaker out here in three-point territory. Comes to Emily Jones. Jones brings it back to the right side of the lane. That's Beeler with the ball. Down on the baseline is Shoemaker. Shoemaker now to Hebronic. Back out to Beeler. Entry pass deflected away from Johnson, but is picked up by Emily Jones. Jones puts it up to left-handed and scores. Banks one home for GI Northwest. That's her first field goal of the ball game. It's now 27-14. Hastings now trailing by 13 points. Ashton Pulowski has got the ball. Now to Lindsey Frank. Frank, entry pass to Bliss in the lane. Kicks it over here to Glenn. Dries. Her shot is up there, and it's going to be ripped out of her hands, and a foul is going to be called here on Taylor Johnson of Northwest. Johnson picks up her first personal second-teamer on the Vikings here in this third quarter of play. And Hastings will have some free throws. This is Glenn at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Michaela Shimmer comes into the ball game now for Grand Island Northwest. Taylor Johnson will check out. Glenn will have one more. 27-14. Tigers down here in the ball game. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. That was Zoe Mays. Zoe Mays at the free throw line, missing two shots. Now Hastings gets his steal as Northwest turns the ball over on their own end. Here's an entry pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted right back by Taylor Shoemaker. So Zoe Mays is now 0 out of 4 from the free throw line here tonight for Hastings High. Here's a Beeler with the ball on the right side of the floor. Comes out to a Hebronic. Hastings playing their man-to-man defense. Tigers are down by 13 points here in the ballgame. Shimmer brings it to the top of the key to Beeler. Out of the right side, dribbling with the ball is Hebronic. Back out to Beeler. There's a pass down low again. The ball mishandled by Emily Jones, and the ball is taken out of there by Hastings. And now we got a foul in backcourt. So the Vikings have turned the ball over 13 times tonight. Hastings High has got 13 turnovers. And the Tigers are trailing here by 13 points, 27-14, with 4:36 remaining in the third quarter. We got the boys' game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Here's Ashton Pulowski working with the ball in backcourt. Brings it across the timeline. Now here's a feed to the near sideline. Zoe Mays has got the ball to Pulowski. Now to Zoe. Brings it back out to Pulowski. Now let's try the left side. Back out to Pulowski, 25 feet away from the basket. Dribbles to the top of the key. Down to Mays. Her shot's going to be blocked in. She's going to be fouled again. So go back to the free throw line here. Shimmer picks up the foul. Zoe Mays to the free throw line now for Hastings High. She's 0 out of 4 so far. She was 4 out of 16 coming in here. And now she's 0 out of 5 tonight. So for the season, Zoe Mays is now, what, 4 out of 21 from the free throw line. 27-14 to score. Hastings down by 13 points. Next shot by Zoe is up there. That one is around the rim. Falls off, no good. And the rebound comes down to GI Northwest. So the Tigers still trailing by 13 points in the ballgame. Veronica's got the ball for Northwest. Gets it to the top of the key to Taylor Johnson. Now down into baseline to Beeler. Beeler brings it out of the wing now to McNeilis, who's back into the ballgame. Now to Hebronic. Hastings still in the man-to-man defense. A feed to the high post to Taylor Johnson. The ball tipped away. The scramble is on. It goes to the far sideline. The scramble is still on. Finally, a jump ball is called over there. And the arrow pointing in favor of the Vikings. So GI Northwest will play things in. Julia Glenn comes into the ball game now for Hastings High. Coming out is going to be Zoe Mays. 27-14. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Here's Hebronic with the ball now in three-point territory for Northwest. Goes over on the wing on the right side. Out to the top of the key as Hastings attacks here defensively. Man on man. Northwest passing the ball around out here in three-point territory. Hebronic comes over here to a Shimmer now. Shimmer down to the baseline left side to a Beeler. Beeler brings it out to the top of the key again. That's going to be a Shimmer with the ball. Michaela Shimmer down in the corner. That's Hebronic to Shimmer. Now to Beeler. Left side of the lane, just tossing the ball around the arc. Now there's an entry pass. Taylor Johnson, turnaround jumper right in front of the basket and hits it. Taylor Johnson now with three field goals and 6 points in the ball game. Northwest has got a 15-point lead. Vikings 29, Hastings High 14, 3 minutes to play in the third quarter from the Tiger Gym. There's a bounce pass. It's going to be out of bounds. So Hastings turns the ball away again. Warren Bliss comes into the ball game for the Tigers. That's going to be turnover number 14 on Hastings. So now Greg Mays going to the bench, trying to find a combination that's going to work out there tonight. 29-14. Northwest has got the lead. Northwest on a two-game winning streak right now. Wins last weekend over Adams Central and Columbus Lakeview. And now they're taking care of the Tigers here tonight, 29-14. Here's Taylor Johnson, drives it down the right side of the lane, out to Hebronic, out to a Beeler at the top of the key. Moves over on the wing on the left side to McNeilis. Dribbles to the top of the key now against Ashton Pulowski. Gets it into the hands here on the left side to a Shimmer. Michaela Shimmer gets it away now. That's Hebronic. Puts on the brakes. Goes back to her right side. Gets it to Beeler. Now back to the wing on the left side to Michaela Shimmer. Lobs it inside to Taylor Johnson in a traveling violation. Johnson grabs the ball on the left side of the lane. Tried to move it left to right across the lane, and a traveling violation is called. And Taylor, turnover number 14. On the Vikings here in the ballgame. 2:11 to play in the third quarter. Northwest 29, Hastings 14. Tigers have scored 5 points in the first quarter, 3 in the second, and they have got, 6 put on the board so far here in the third quarter. But they're still trailing 29-14. There's a pass down to the baseline. It's going to be intercepted. Another turnover on the Tigers. They're 15th of the ballgame. 1:50 to play here in the third quarter. Northwest dominating the ballgame here tonight. McNeilis has got the ball. Right side, Taylor Johnson holds it on the wing. Taylor looking, now penetrates. Lob pass to the near side to Beeler, puts up a 12-footer and hits it. Amelia Beeler scores there for Northwest. She's got 8 points in the ball game, and Northwest now leading by 17 points in the ball game. It is 31-14. Tigers having problems with the dribble again. picked up by McNeilis of Northwest and into the offensive scoring zone. 16 turnovers on Hastings. Veronica's got the ball with a 1:17 left here in the third quarter. Here's McNeilis driving inside to Taylor Johnson. Nice dish down low. A shot is up and in. Tyler Hebronic scoring there. That's 5 points now for Hebronic. Northwest 5 out of 5 from the field here in the third quarter, mostly from close range. Here's a long-range jumper put up there for the Tigers. Up and in. Julia Glenn. Glenn hits her second three ball of the ball game. She's now got 6 points in the contest. Hastings High now trailing by 16, 33-17. Pressure by the Tigers, and now a foul is going to be called on the far sideline. They go on Jesse Peterson, who just checked in there. Peterson picks up her first foul. Team foul number one on Hastings. Northwest has got 4 team fouls here in the second half. Non-shooting situation. It'll be Northwest playing things in off of the far side with 43 seconds to play. Down in the corner, McNeilis has got the ball. Picked up there by Frank, who's back into the ball game. Bounce pass. They get it to Jones. Jones makes some spinning move on the right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's wild. Rebound is loose. The Tigers try to save it, but tumbling out of bounds there was Zoe Mays of Hastings High. It'll be Northwest playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Into the ball game now for Hastings. It's going to be Haley Wright. Checking out is going to be Ashton Pulowski. 33-17. Hastings down by 16. Tigers are coming off of a win over McCook last week. Thought they had things turned around, but Northwest has sliced us in half here tonight. Here's a Shoemaker. Dumps it off inside to Jones. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Mays with a rebound. Zoe Mays cleans the glass there for Hastings High. Into the forecourt now. That's going to be Kruger with the ball. Liz on the left side of the lane with 11 seconds to play. In the third quarter, Frank moves it down to Mays, drives the baseline, puts it up there. The shot no good. Ball tapped out. Frank has got it. Frank down to the free throw line. They get it to Wright. She is hit on the play and a traveling violation. Wright, a lot of indecision right there at the free throw line. Didn't know what she wanted to do with the ball. And she's whistling for the traveling violation. 2.3 seconds to play. Northwest will inbound here in backcourt. Beeler will get the ball in here. They get it to Emily Jones, crosses the midcourt stripe, does not get a shot away, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. Grand Island Northwest dominating the basketball game here tonight in girls high school play. The score, Grand Island Northwest 33, Hastings High 17.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back of the jungle at Hastings High. 33-17 is the score. Hastings trailing in the ballgame by 16. As we start the fourth and final quarter, this has been all Grand Island Northwest. Here tonight, Tigers have the opening possession, though, of the fourth quarter. Zoe Mays has got it. Back out to Haley Wright. There's an entry pass in the lane to Kruger. A wraparound pass down to the left baseline, and we got a foul called. The Tigers will go to the free throw line here. Emily Jones picks up the foul. That's going to be her third. Lauren Bliss will go to the free throw line for Hastings. She's got a field goal and 2 points so far tonight. Her free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses everything. Lauren Bliss, a 30% foul shooter in the season. She is now 6 out of 21 from the free throw line. Hastings in the third quarter hit 3 out of 9 shots from the field for 33%. Next shot by Bliss is up there. It's going to be good. 33-18. Northwest has got the lead. Vikings have the ball. Kyla Hebronic. Moves it down the right sideline, and the ball tipped out of her hands, out of bounds. Northwest will play things in. We're in the fourth quarter here tonight at the Tiger Gym. We got the boys game coming up next, 7:45 scheduled tip-off time. Northwest comes out between the rings now to a Taylor Shoemaker. Hastings still in their man-to-man defense. Shoemaker over on the wing on the left side to Beeler. Lobs it inside, grabbing the ball. Johnson, the shot is up and in. Taylor Johnson scores. Hastings just has no answer for the height advantage that Northwest has got tonight. Beeler has got 8. Johnson has got 8 points. 35-18. Hastings again trailing by 17 here in the ball game. Frank on the wing on the left side. Ashton Pulowski. That is Zoe Mays to Pulowski to Frank on the wing on the left side. Lobs it into the lane. It's going to be tipped away out of bounds. Trying to get it inside to Lauren Bliss. She was covered up there by the Vikings. So it'll be Hastings High playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. There's a feed into the lane. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Taken out of there by Grand Island Northwest, Kyla Hervronic. So a turnover on the Tigers. Here's a Taylor Shoemaker with the ball now for GI Northwest. Approaches the 10-second line, and now we got a 10-second violation called on Northwest. So a 10-second violation called on the Vikings, and Hastings High will get it on the turnover. That's 15 turnovers on Northwest here in the ball game. Vikings in that third quarter hit 5 out of 7 for 71% against the Tigers, 3 out of 9, 33%. Hastings hit a three-pointer in the third quarter. 35-18 the score now. Northwest has got the lead by 17 points. Tigers working with the ball down here on the baseline. That's going to be Zoe Mays having problems with it. Tries to hit it off with a kneecap there of Emily Jones. And Jones just grabs it on the baseline and brings it back the other way for the Vikings. The 18th turnover on the Tigers in the ball game. Taylor Shoemaker has got the ball in three-point territory. Now to Kyler Hervronic. Penetrates inside the ring. Can't put up a shot. Hervronic still with the ball on the dribble at the free throw line. Dumps it down low. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by the Tigers. That's the 16th turnover on the Vikings here in the ball game. Ashton Pulowski has got the ball. Pulowski to the top of the key. They bring it over here on the wing now on the right side. There's a shot taken up and in. Julia Glenn hits another three-pointer. Glenn now with 9 points in the basketball game. 35-21. Glenn's hit 3 three-pointers for the Tigers. Here's Hebronic with the ball now for GI Northwest in three-point territory. Over to a Beeler. Free throw line extended right side. Picked up there by Julia Glenn of Adams Central. Back to a Shoemaker. Down in the corner on the left side. That's Hebronic. Lobs it inside again. Grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring. Emily Jones. Jones now with a couple of field goals and 4 points. 37-21. Northwest with the lead. Here's Glenn again for Hastings High on the wing on the right side. Down in the corner. That's Liz Kruger. Diagonal pass brings it back on the wing on the left side. That's Ashton Pulowski. Pulowski, now to Zoe Mays. Now to Julia Glenn. Now to Mays. Now to Pulowski again. Now the wing on the left side. Takes it down into the baseline. Bounce pass inside. Here's a shot that's up and in. That's Lauren Bliss. Lauren Bliss now with 5 points in the ball game, and the Tigers are back to within 14 points. 37-23. Time running out, though. We got 5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Taylor Shoemaker pulls up left side of the lane. A little 12-footer up there, no good. Follow shot, Jones good. Emily Jones gets the offensive board on the putback. She's got 6 points in the ball game. It's now 39-23. The deficit is now 16 points for Hastings. Here come the Tigers back in the offensive zone. Ashton Pulowski comes over here. Zoe Mays. Now to Liz Kruger on the right sideline. Diagonal pass almost intercepted there by Beeler, but it's brought down by the Tigers. Here's Pulowski again. Gets it to a Zoe Mays to Pulowski. They move it over there on the left side. That's going to be Glenn with the ball. Cross-court pass comes to the near side to Mays. Now to Pulowski. Bounce pass inside. Bliss wasn't looking for it. Bounces off her hands, and it's picked up on the far sideline by Hastings. Now to the free throw line. Driving down the lane is Mays. Down on the baseline. There's a shot by Kruger from 10. No good. Rebound is Beeler. Beeler grabs it for Northwest. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Shoemaker is decked over there on the right sideline, and the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Northwest ball. Here comes Jesse Peterson into the ball game now for Hastings High. So Peterson is in. Zoe Mays coming to the bench. 4 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. All Northwest here tonight, 39-23. Peterson has got at the elbow left side, has the ball ripped out of there. Now the scramble is on, and the foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Peterson. That's going to be your second. Team foul number 2 on Hastings High. Vikings have got 5. Here comes Alex Price into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Julia Glenn. 39-23. Northwest with a 16-point lead here in this one. Veronica's got the ball now for Northwest. Dribbles to the elbow. Right side. Dumps it into the lane. That's going to be Keel with the ball. Loses control. And now we got a 3-second violation called to Northwest. The Vikings have turned the ball over 18 times themselves. We still have a 16-point lead, 39-23. Vikings coming off of wins over Adams Central and Columbus Lakeview last weekend, looking for their third straight win here tonight. Vikings at 4-5 on the season. Hastings sitting at 3-10. Here's a pass on the near sideline, deflected away again. It's picked up by Grand Island Northwest. A turnover on Hastings. Vikings have got it. Beeler lobs it right side of the lane. That's Jones with the ball, puts it up there. It's wild, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Here come the Tigers. They're down by 16 with 3 minutes to play here in the ball game. Here's Ashton Pulowski with the ball. Pulowski brings it on the wing on the right side to Alex Price. Moves it down to Peterson on the baseline. Good defense here by Northwest. Peterson gets rid of it. Now we got a foul called. A little bit too good of a defense of effort there by Emily Jones. That's going to be her fourth foul. Team foul number six on the Vikings. Jones is going to check out now for Grand Island Northwest. Here comes Taylor Johnson back in there. Zoe Mays coming back in for the Tigers, replacing Jesse Peterson. 2:49 to play here in the fourth quarter, 39-23. Hastings down by 16 points. Tigers will inbound. They get it out here to Zoe Mays. Now to Pulowski. Sizes up a three. Takes it. It's wild. No good. Rebound comes down to Northwest. Now a jump ball is called. Beeler came down with the rebound, and then she was immediately tied up in the play there by the Tigers. Zoe Mays getting her hands in there to tie her up, but the arrow is pointing in favor of Northwest, so the Vikings maintain control here. 2:39 to play in the fourth quarter, 39-23. Pressure by the Tigers in backcourt. There's an interception. Tigers have got the ball. Pulowski works the ball inside, right in front of the basket. His shot is up and in. Alex Price scores there for Hastings after his second field goal of the ball game. She's now got 4 points. 39-25. Here comes Northwest quickly back the other way. Shot off of the baseline. It's up there. No good by McNeilis. Now we got a foul and a rebound. A foul will go on the rebound and a go on Taylor Johnson of Northwest. That's going to be your second. That's going to be the seventh team foul now in the Vikings. So we'll walk to the other end of the floor now and shoot some free throws. Zoe Mays to the free throw line. She is zip for six so far from the line tonight. She's now, what, 4 out of 22 on the season. So here we go again. Her shot is up there, and she misses that one. Rebound comes down to Carney Keel of Grand Island Northwest. Hastings came in here hitting only 47% of their free throws. They're not going to be anywhere close to that tonight. 39-25 is the score. Here's a shot by Beeler again. Her rim's off, no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Ashton Pulowski of Hastings High. A minute 52 to play. In the fourth quarter, Pulowski gets it inside. That's Kruger with the ball. Grabs it, shoots, and scores. Liz Kruger scores. She's now got 6 points in the basketball game. And Greg Mays will call a timeout here for the Tigers. A minute and 45 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Northwest 39, Hastings High 27.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. 1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. 1 minute, 45 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings High is back within 12 points, but Northwest has been able to do just about anything they want on the offensive end here tonight. Amelia Beeler has got 8 points. Taylor Johnson has got 8. Emily Jones has got 6 points. 1:45 to play. Hastings applying some pressure back here in backcourt. Taylor Shoemaker will bring it up. The Tigers pressing back here. Here's Avronik with the ball. Gets it to the 10-second line. To Taylor Johnson now on the break. And now the Tigers get back and knock it out of bounds. Northwest had a 3-on-2 break there, but the Tigers get back quickly as Ashton Pulowski tips the ball out of bounds there for Hastings. Northwest will play things in on the baseline to the right side. Shoemaker looking to get it in. She does. for Veronica's got it in three-point territory. Tigers chasing all over the place now. Now a foul is called out here in three-point territory. It's going to go on Ashton Pulowski. That's going to be the first foul on Pulowski. Hastings with some fouls to waste here in the fourth quarter. They've got just three now. Pulowski is hit with a personal foul there. Northwest will play things in deep in the corner on the right side, and there's another foul. It's going to go on Frank. Lindsey Frank picks up her second. That's the fourth team foul now on the Tigers. Again, Northwest will play things in. Vikings have a 12-point lead, 39-27. Northwest will get things in. Veronica's got the ball, dumps it into the lane to Johnson, and she's fouled into play. A foul there on Hastings Island to go on Liz Kruger. That's going to be her first. Team foul number five on the Tigers. Josie Martin coming into the ball game now for Hastings High, replacing Lindsey Frank. 39-27. Here's another foul out there in three-point territory. This is going to go on Martin. That's going to be team foul number six on Hastings High. So now the next foul will send Hastings or Northwest to the free throw line for a 1-1. Northwest will get things in. That's Veronica with the ball. That is Shoemaker. Shoemaker dumps it off in the lane. Again to Johnson. Grabs it, shoots, and scores. Taylor Johnson scores. She's now got 10 points in the ball game. Northwest leading by 14, 41-27. Here's a Josie Martin with the ball for Hastings High. Goes to the far side. A pass back out into three-point territory. Gets into the backcourt. It was tipped back there. Pulowski grabs it back for Hastings High. Pulowski back into the offensive scoring zone. Here come the Tigers driving down the lane. A shot is up and in. That's Alex Price driving for the hole there for Hastings. Went right to the basket. She's now got three field goals and 6 points in the ball game. And again, head coach Greg Mays wants to call a timeout. We'll take a break with 49 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It's Northwest 49, rather Northwest 41, Hastings 29.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we're approaching 40 seconds to play. Northwest played it in here in backcourt, and immediately they're fouled into play again by the Tigers. So that's going to send Northwest to the free throw line now for the 1-1. The foul goes on Pulowski. That's going to be her second. So two fouls now on Ashton Pulowski. And going to the free throw line for Northwest will be Taylor Shoemaker. She's got 5 points in the ball game thus far. One out of two from the stripe tonight. 54% foul shooter in the season. Shoemaker eyes the bucket, lets it fly. That one is good. She'll get one more. Now it's 42-29 in favor of Northwest. Vikings have not trailed in the ballgame. In fact, they scored the first 8 points of the contest, and they have not looked back tonight. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. We got a foul on the rebound. Alex Price will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. The foul on GI Northwest. That'll be number seven on them. Emily Jones picks up the foul. That's going to be her fifth personal foul, and she fouls out of the ball game with 41 seconds to play. She will leave with 6 points. So it's going to be Alex Price to the free throw line for Hastings, one of the better foul shooters in the team. She's knocking down 72% from the free throw line this year. Her shot is up there. It's good. Price now with 7 points in the basketball game. Three field goals. That was her first free throw of the night. The Tigers back to within 12 points, 42-30. There's only 41 seconds to play. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And we got a foul and a rebound. Price come crashing down from the free throw line. And she could be the guilty party. That's the case. They checked at Liz Kruger. They were both there. Liz picks up the personal foul. This could be her second. Team foul number eight on Hastings. And now we're going to have some free throws at the other end. Michaela Shimmer goes to the free throw line for Northwest. She got 2 points so far tonight. She's one out of four from the free throw line this season. Make it one out of five as she misses the front end of the 1-1. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Tigers have it. Now here's a pass deflected away. It goes out of bounds, and they'll give the ball to Hastings. 33 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 42-30. Connie Keel coming into the ball game now for Northwest, replacing Johnson. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Tigers have got it now. That's Lindsey Frank who's got the ball. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Hands it away out here in three-point territory. That's Glenn who's got the ball now. She's back in there. Hastings working the ball. There's Alex Price underneath the basket to Pulowski. Back out on top to Glenn. Now to Frank for three. Her shot is up there. It is no good. And the rebound comes down to Beeler for the ball with the Northwest. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Shoemaker goes up for the shot. It's good as she hits the field goal at the buzzer. And that is the end of the basketball game here tonight. Northwest knocks off the Hastings High Tigers by 14 points. Northwest beats Hastings High tonight by 14. Final score, the Vikings 44, Hastings High 30. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Don't miss out on any of the action at Hastings College. Join Crimson Connection today. From football to softball, theater productions to music events, a Crimson Connection membership is the ticket for you and your family to get everything happening at Hastings College. It's the most fun in the area, as well as the best deal. Only $55 gets your entire family into a full year of great Hastings College athletic and cultural events. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Call 461-7327 or find us on the web at hastings.edu/Crimson to join now.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Tiger Gym, Hastings High drops this one tonight in girls high school basketball. Final score, 44-30. As Grand Island Northwest leads all the way here tonight. As we mentioned, the Vikings scored the first 8 points of the basketball game before Hastings High scored 5 points of their own. Vikings had an 11-5 lead at the end of the first quarter. They score Hastings High 12-3 in the second period, take a commanding 23-8 lead by halftime. The Tigers really never threatened after that. Got it down to 12 points a couple of times in the second half, but unable to mount any kind of a run. Northwest led 33-17 after three quarters. Again, the final score, it was the Vikings 44, Hastings High 30. So Northwest improves to 5 wins and 5 losses on the season. Hastings High drops to 3-11. Taylor Johnson leading the way tonight for Grand Island Northwest. She had 10 points. Amelia Beeler had 8 points. Taylor Shoemaker had 8 points. 6 for Emily Jones. 5 for Kyla Hervronic. 5 points for Carney Keel. And 2 points tonight for Michaela Shimmer. Northwest from the free throw line, 4 out of 8. Unofficially, they had 19 turnovers in the basketball game. Hastings also had 19 turnovers tonight. They went just 4 of 13 from the free throw line. Leading scorer in the ball game tonight was Julia Glenn. She had 9 points. Hit 3 three-pointers for Hastings High to keep the Tigers in the ball game for a while. Alex Price came out from the bench to score 7. She had 3 field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Liz Kruger had a couple of field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 6 points. Lauren Bliss had a couple of field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 5. Lindsey Frank hit just a 3-pointer in the ball game, 3 points in the contest here tonight. So Hastings High drops to 3 wins and 11 losses on the season, and they will play again next Friday night. They'll face crosstown rival Adams Central. Right here at the Tiger Gym, it'll be Adams Central taking on Hastings High next Friday night. The Patriots not in action tonight. They will play tomorrow at Grand Island Central Catholic. So GI Northwest wins the first game here tonight over Hastings High in girls play. Again, the final score of 44-30. We've got the boys game coming up in about 18 minutes from right now. We'll have the tip-off here at the Tiger Gym. We'll send you back to the station. We'll come back here in just a few minutes on 1230 KHAS. Again, the final score in the first ball game, Grand Island Northwest 44, Hastings High 30.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Don't go away. The second game of our doubleheader is moments away on your source for sports, 1230 KHAS.
Just enough.